Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to your listeners by you as part of your podcast. And now the news.
Welcome to your weekly health news podcast. I'm your host, Denise Chapman. Findings recently reported at the American Geriatric Society in Chicago looked at the effect of elderly people doing volunteer work on longevity. According to the report, elderly people that volunteered reduced significantly their chance of dying. The survey looked at 6,360 participants with the average age of 78 years. With a decreased mortality rate of almost half, and after adjusting for socioeconomic status, chronic illness, and functional limitations, the results were still significant. Volunteering helps the elderly expand their social networks, increases their access to resources, and improves their sense of self-worth. Although this next story was out of London, we felt it worth reporting. Results of a survey of more than 100 foods for babies and toddlers revealed that although some of these foods are advertised as healthy, they contain so much sugar and trans fats that they are actually worse than junk food. Since a number of the foods that were cited for poor nutritional value were manufactured by Heinz, we felt it would be good for parents to be aware of this and to read the labels when they shop for food for babies and toddlers. In response to the survey, the food manufacturer said their products have been enjoyed by babies, toddlers, and even adults for over 120 years, without actually addressing the issue at hand. And when I come back, we'll take a look at another over-the-counter diet product that is being recalled, and how chiropractic helps with brain disorder.
Did you know with the Health News Podcast, we can customize your podcast to bring your clients all the health news they need to take charge of their lives? Just take our weekly health news feeds and edit them right into your own show. That's it. Call Health News Podcast today at 413-274-0200 and let us show you how you can become a health news resource for all your podcasts. Now back to the news.
A popular over-the-counter dietary supplement, Hydroxycut, has been ordered pulled off store shelves by the FDA. According to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the Hydroxycut line of dietary and weight loss supplements has been linked to 23 reports of serious liver injury. According to the report, the FDA has not determined the exact ingredients that caused the problems, but did say those experiencing the problems were taking the doses as recommended by the manufacturer. All the products contain the name Hydroxycut and are packaged as rapid release, caffeine-free, liquid caplets, max liquid, and a host of others. When it comes to weight loss, a healthy diet and exercise are still the safest approach, and there's no way around it. And for our last story, a recent research report from the Journal of Pediatric, Maternal, and Family Health, Chiropractic, discussed the case of a child diagnosed with cerebellar ataxia that totally resolved after chiropractic treatment. Cerebellar ataxia results in problems with balance and coordination. According to Dr. Matthew McCoy, editor of the journal that published the story, there are very important functional relationships between the spine and the brain that, if disturbed, can result in a host of problems with how the brain functions. Research has shown not only that the developing brain relies on normal structural integrity and joint movement, but that complex neurochemical communication and pathways involved in helping humans adapt to their environment and even to feel good are tied into spinal biomechanics and their related neurological pathways. And lastly, as we do each week, we want to leave you with one more amazing fact about the miracle that is you. The tooth is the only part of the human body that can't repair itself. If you've ever chipped a tooth, you know just how sadly true this one is. The outer layer of the tooth is enamel, which is not a living tissue. Since it's not alive, it can't repair itself, leaving your dentist to do the work instead. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Denise Chapman, and I look forward to joining you next week when I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to your listeners by you as part of your podcast. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.